Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
You know, we just brought up the secrets thing, and I said that's going to make me cringe and uncomfortable. Love 'em or list 'em's going to make me cringe and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So a lot of cringe and uncomfortable over the next half an hour.
But I mean, even if it's cringy and uncomfortable, Dennis really needs our help. So let's just get into it. Dennis, what's going on?
I feel real bad saying this, so that's why I haven't told my wife. She's kind of becoming very unattractive to me.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm kind of grossed out.
Oh. Wow. Oh, unattractive and grossed out are very different.
Oh, you never want your husband to say that about you either or feel that way.
I know, and I feel bad feeling that way, but, like, I'd be lying to myself if I didn't say it. So here's the thing. She's always described herself as, like, a flower child, which back in the day I thought that was kind of hot. And, you know, she was like one of those hippie chicks in the 60s running around with long hair flowing and the sundresses and running around barefoot in the summer, you know, and that's really hot. I'm sorry. But ever since she became a mom, and she's a wonderful mom, awesome with her child, everything has changed and shifted, like with, I don't know, her identity or something. You know, she wanted to switch everything in her life, in our house, to natural, which, you know, I'm behind that, like food, clothing, you know, products, the laundry detergent, all that. That's, you know, I support that.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, what a monster.
But here's the thing. Now she doesn't want to wear deodorant anymore, like at all. And she's telling me that once her body adjusts and, you know, I don't know, the moon and stars align, like I'll suddenly like the smell. And I just don't think that's going to happen. I highly doubt it. You know, so in the meantime, she takes these natural oils to like mask the smell, but it just ends up smelling like lavender scented BO.
Ew.
So after that, she decided to take her beautiful long blonde hair and she put it into dreadlocks, you know, which is fine. Like, hey, your body, your choice, all the things, you do what you want. But I have to be honest, I just don't like it.
Okay.
And in the meantime, she takes our little girl, she's 3 years old, and she's trying to get her hair to do the same thing. And like, I don't know, man, I just don't like the sound of that. I don't think that's good that young. Here's the thing that bothers me the most. I just got to admit it. I'm not a tattoo guy. Like, I don't have them. I don't really like how they look on people. And she had a couple, like, cutesy ones before we got together. And, you know, that's no big deal. It's like a little rose on the ankle and a heart on her hip. But now she's, like, set up this appointment to get a mural of her grandmother. She recently passed away. She wants the mural on her back, all of it.
Oh, so not just, like, a shoulder or anything like that.
No. It's not like some chosen like little part. It's like the whole back.
That's a lot.
She thought it was sweet. Endearing, whatever. But can she pick something smaller? Like, it's just a lot of big changes sort of all at once.
Have you said anything to your wife at all? Or you've just been keeping it in?
I've been keeping it in, but I'm about to spill over. I just don't know what to do. Because like I said, I feel real bad about the whole situation. Like, nobody wants to hear that from their partner, but I can't keep a lid on it anymore, and I can't, like, lie to myself. It's just, like, if her and I are knocking boots and, like, I just see this giant back tattoo of her grandmother, I mean,
she's going to be looking back at you going, don't do that.
I love you, Doris.
Oh, and you're like, oh, okay, nope, I can't. I need to stop thinking about that, okay?
Can you wear a shirt or something?
You're like, I'm sorry, honey, there's that, and then I think you're smelly and I don't like your hair.
Yeah,
what?
This all started like very with the grossed out thing. I'm like, terrible. And the more you're talking, I'm like,
But that's what's hard. How do you deal with it? How do you say it? Are you just not compatible anymore?
I mean, I feel like it's been kind of like a phase that's escalated ever since, you know, our daughter was born and her grandmother passing. I feel like these have been catalysts pushing her to do this. I don't know why, but like, I feel like it's trying to mask something else.
L in White Bear Lake, what do you think?
I think this is a situation where it's a pause. He needs to kind of let her see if she's going to kind of swing back a little bit. You know, right now she's kind of taken that pendulum all the way over to this new space. So he doesn't know who she is at the moment. She's becoming someone else. So I think that he kind of needs to wait and see if she comes back, you know, to the middle a little bit. You know, she might and she might not. And it's just kind of something that he needs to decide if that's something he wants to grow with her or walk away from.
But the question, I guess a big concern would be about the tattoo. These other things can, you know, they can change and they can go back. If you have a huge mural of your grandma on your full back, you can't change that.
It's true you can't change that, but they have some amazing concealers now, and you can get rid of it eventually if you want to. But again, it's something that she, if she's going to do it, she's going to do it. And that's something that he has to decide if that's a deal breaker or not. Can, you know, is the one thing a deal breaker or is it the whole caboodle?
Yeah. And I mean, there's going to be nothing creepier. It doesn't even have to be anything creepy or weird. If she's like going swimming or all of a sudden you guys are out and about and you're like, God, there's your grandma again.
Right. I mean, you do what you want to do. It's when it comes to my daughter, I think that's where I'm like, all right, we have to have a discussion about this before we just make decisions. You know?
Somebody texted in and said, oh my gosh, do not let her dread your daughter's hair. But I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of texts coming in. One person said, oh, list the wife. That's gross. Divorce her and run away. Okay. People change over time. Sometimes people don't change in the same ways. And then you just have to move on, sadly. I mean, my goodness. Somebody said, talk to your partner. Oh, my gosh. And it's in all caps. So they were yelling at us. They were yelling at Dennis. I think we have more people on the phone.
Yeah, Misty in Burnsville. Love them or list them. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Good morning. My thoughts are you married her. You got to deal with what comes with the package.
Oh.
And you know what I mean? Like, just because she's doing things differently than you thought she was going to do doesn't mean you don't owe her to talk to her.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question when it comes to that. Does it go both ways? And I'm not trying to be mean, but when your husband decides that he wants to stop going to the gym, your husband wants to sit around and watch TV and drink beer and
eat cheesy poofs.
Yeah. And he just kind of, he puts on the dad bod and doesn't really care about how he smells that much anymore and doesn't care about shaving his face. Does it go the same way? Or because you just, I feel like you hear a lot more wives go like, oh, and then my husband just let himself go.
I agree. I would just be blunt with him and be like, why are you stinking so bad?
Oh my God, I love you.
And I will say, Missy, I'm going to throw this out there. Everything that Wes just described is what Wes is going through right now.
Yeah.
His face isn't shaved. He's got a dad body. He's like sitting there. I'm like, wait a minute. Are you describing yourself for like
wondering? I'm wondering how my wife is feeling. Misty has to tell me.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you, Misty, for calling in. We also have Zach in Shoreview on the phone right now. What would you say on Love 'Em or List 'Em?
I feel like marriage is a compromise, and especially since half the couple doesn't know what's going on, it's definitely a conversation between the two and see what you guys can figure out and then come up with a decision afterwards.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, a few people have texted in. This couple maybe just needs some therapy where they can talk it out in a safe place, because that's a problem. He doesn't feel comfortable saying, hey, babe, the changes that you've made, I'm not into and I'm not attracted to. How do you say that to somebody that you truly love?
I mean, but he is also the same guy who said knocking boots.
Yeah, like, that is true.
You know what I mean? We don't know what we're working with here. He sounds a little old fashioned.
Somebody also texts, this guy kind of sucks. Can we list him and love her?
Yeah. Oh,
so,
boy.
All right. I don't know. You've got to talk about it. You have to.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. I think that's a good start for Love 'Em or List 'Em. Talk about it. Like, you have to share your feelings in a relationship. It's weird how those things work out. Yeah. So, okay.
But he's worried
how obnoxious. Right. Talk to your spouse.
Yes, says someone who doesn't have a spouse.
Well, I had good advice. So did the Twin Cities. Thank you very much.
You nailed it.